Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Inside Scoop Live, the live audio program brought to you by ReaderViews.com. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and today I'm talking with Jill Vanderwood, author of the new children's book, Through the Rug. So before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about Jill. Jill Vanderwood is the mother of four grown children and the grandmother of six. Born and raised in the state of Oregon, she now makes her home in Utah with her husband, Bill. Jill enjoys spending time with her family, going to movies, and camping. Her hobbies include quilting, reading mysteries, eating chocolate, and traveling. Growing up, she enjoyed reading books about children going on magical adventures. Her favorite author was Edward Eger. Through the Rug is Jill's first children's book. And I'm just so happy to have Jill Vanderwood on the phone today. So welcome to Inside Scoop Live, Jill.
Thank you, Juanita. I'm very glad to be here also.
Well, great. So I understand that you've been writing for many years, but Through the Rug is actually your first book. Would you give us a little background into your writing history and what led you to writing Through the Rug?
Well, I started writing the book because I was telling stories to my grandchildren.
Mm.
And I like to make up stories and put their names in them. First, I was telling them Jack and the Beanstalk in every imaginable way, and I got kind of tired of that.
Mm-hmm. So what about your writing history?
I joined the League of Utah Writers about maybe 4 years ago. I was already writing things to send into the Reader's Digest, and I was writing poems for my children.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I entered a contest and won a trip to Colorado with an essay.
Okay.
And another time I entered a contest on a radio station for a travel tip.
Mm-hmm.
And the usual prize would have been a $50 gift certificate to a hotel,
mm-hmm.
which would probably buy dinner. And they sent me a prize of a one-night stay in a 5-star hotel.
Oh, wow. So what was it that started you writing the essays and the stories? Because you didn't just dive right into children's books. What was the inspiration for you to just write?
I guess I started out by writing letters and journals, and I didn't really realize I was a writer. I just always wrote things.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we talk a little bit about your new book, Through the Rug. Can you tell listeners today what this book is about, what the story is?
It's a story about Grandma Emma, who went to cooking school, and she didn't realize she was actually learning to do magic. And she thinks she got an honorary degree for her age, but really we think she probably got it because she didn't quite do things right. And when her granddaughter Alyssa came to visit for a week, she discovered that Grandma had changed her black and white dog to pink and green.
Mm-hmm.
And she became very worried. Grandma's dog, Domino, caught the attention of the dog catcher. And when Grandma Emma tried a formula for more days in the week, the formula expanded and spilled onto the rug. When she bent over to clean up the mess, her dog jumped on top of her and they both fell through the rug. By that time, Melissa was not knowing what to do, so she jumped in after her grandma and the dog catcher followed them to Wishville. And they ended up in a place where all wishes are granted. And they experience a wedding reception where you can eat as much as you wish without getting full. They encounter fish that dance, and they travel to an island with no way to return to Wishville. They also encounter an amusement park where you don't need any money to ride any ride you want to ride all day long. You can get food without paying for it. And in the end, they finally create the magic of more days in the week.
I'm sure children are going to love this community that you've created called Wishville. That's fantastic. So what is the age range for this book?
It's for ages 8 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And other ages have read it. I've read it to first graders. But they're not quite as, they can't sit still very long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So reading it to classes, it's usually the maybe fourth through sixth graders.
Mm-hmm. So now, I know that the little girl, Alyssa, in Through the Rug, is actually named after your granddaughter, and you have six grandchildren?
Yes, I do.
Do they all want a story of their own now?
They can hardly wait.
That is so funny. So why did you choose for the story to begin at Grandma's house? You know, grandmas aren't the usual companions in fantasy story adventures. So how did you decide to make her a main character?
Well, it's mainly based on my own character. Because I like to spend time with my grandchildren. And they like to spend time with me, and we do some funny things together. Also, I thought it would be fun for the grandma and the granddaughter to have a secret. They go to Wishville, and the dad doesn't even realize that they've gone. And they try to keep this secret from dad, but it kind of leaks out in the end.
Uh-oh. As secrets usually do, so there's a bond between Alyssa and her grandma.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So how does Domino, this spectacular dog that you created, how does he fit in? I understand that he becomes a bigger part of the story at the end of Through the Rug?
Well, he's in the story from the beginning.
He is.
First he gets out as a green and pink dog, and the grandmother's very worried because she thinks the neighbors are going to really have something to talk about. And she's trying to get him back in, but one of the neighbors calls a dog catcher. And when the dog catcher comes to the house is when they fall through the rug. And Domino goes to Wishville, and the dog catcher is chasing him in Wishville. There are times when the dog actually saves Grandma and Alyssa, because if they want to see Domino, they have to wish for him, and he'll come, but he can run loose otherwise. And when he wants to see them, he can wish for them. So on one occasion, he wishes for them, and that saves them from a big mess.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us a little more about Wishville? You know, I think the idea of a place where your wishes can come true immediately is something that at some point all children play within their imagination. So what were your thoughts on creating this place?
At first they don't know where they are, so there's this little man that pops up,
mm-hmm.
and he gives advice. Sometimes his advice is real funny, and it doesn't make much sense. But at first he says, As long as you don't wish together, you will never get anywhere. Because Grandma at first sees things one way and Alyssa another way. So however they see things, that's the way it is. And some people see the little man as real tall, and some see him real small. So they begin making their wishes together. Even though they don't see the same thing, they let one person make wishes until they start seeing things together.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they'd be counter-wishing each other.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that you've seen with your own kids or your grandchildren, the whole idea of wishing?
When I was real young, my sisters and I used to pretend like we're watching television in our beds.
Mm-hmm.
And we would shut our eyes and say, "Tell me what channel you're on," and then we blink our eyes a few times and see what they're seeing. And that's kind of where that idea came from.
So have you heard of any Alice in Wonderland comparisons with the idea that you bring in through the rug where everyone falls through the rug? Was this a classic story, the Alice in Wonderland story, was that an inspiration for you?
I never even thought about Alice in Wonderland when I was writing my book, and the first time somebody said something about it, it really surprised me. And I think really the only comparison is falling through the rug.
Mm.
I don't think there's anything else that's really similar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you had, or I mentioned actually in the introduction, that your favorite author was Edward Eger. What books or authors inspired you? I know that as a child you were very interested in magical adventures.
It was Edward Eger's books that inspired me, The 7-Day Magic and Magic by the Lake, and I can't remember all of them right now, but
mm-hmm.
I still have all of his books, and I still read them once in a while.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it is that makes the whole theme of magic such a timeless one? You know, it seems to be that there's always books, there's always maybe movies, or it's just something that it's timeless. And lately we've actually seen a bit of a resurgence, you know, with the Harry Potter books, and then you even look into the adult TV shows with people like Chris Angel coming out. Why do you think the whole idea of magic just continues to this day?
I think that children want to live in make-believe part of the time. I think it helps them to use their imagination, and it makes them feel happy and feel good. And I didn't want my characters to be witches
mm-hmm.
or wizards or anything like that. I wanted them to be ordinary characters who just kind of fell into magic and enjoyed an adventure that they never expected. And I thought by having ordinary characters doing something unusual, it would make people think, well, maybe something real fun could happen to me.
Mm-hmm. It really, I think that the whole idea of magic really sparks imagination in children. So I understand that it wasn't an uncommon thing for you to bring your grandchildren together for brainstorming sessions while you were writing Through the Rug. Can you tell us a little more about that? And actually, as well, what did you learn from your grandchildren in the process?
Well, I would have the children gather in my living room, and I would ask them questions like, if you could go anywhere you want, where would you go? And they would call out things, and I would write them down. And then I would say something like, if you could have any wish you wanted or any talent you wanted, what would that be? And then they would call things out, and I would get really interesting things like, Alyssa actually said she would want to be a butterfly.
Oh.
And my grandson Dustin would call out things like, he would like to go someplace where it was real cold because it was real hot out.
Mm-hmm.
And we would get ideas like that. And then we would rule out ideas like I did in the book. They wanted to go see their cousins in Philadelphia. But Philadelphia wouldn't work because if you went to Philadelphia, you could only stay for a day. And you just arrived on their porch with no notice, and you didn't know how you couldn't explain how you got there. That wouldn't work too good. So I had the characters end up going to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, you know, you've spent a lot of time with your grandchildren writing, you know, with getting ideas for your book Through the Rug. What is the difference to you between being a mother and being a grandmother?
I don't have all the things that I have to do, like get them up for school, buy their school clothes, and, you know, do their homework, which I do sometimes. I do take the kids and do homework with them when their parents are busy. But I don't have all the responsibility of being a mother, so I can have more fun with them. I have a granddaughter that overheard me one time say, I'm going to go and eavesdrop, because I found out that eavesdropping was the best way to learn how to write dialogue.
Oh.
And she says, Grandma, I want to go with you. I want to go eavesdrop with you. And I thought, well, what kind of example am I?
Yeah.
But we did. We went to KFC and we got real close to where the other aisle was so we could listen. And then I asked questions afterwards, and then we listened to another group talking.
That is funny. That is funny. That's the best thing about grandparents. You know, there's just something so special that you know, kids don't get from their immediate parents. That's great. So, Jill, how does it feel to be a published author? This is your first book.
Well, the first day when we got the book, I was so excited that I wanted to celebrate. And my granddaughter Savannah was at my house, and she said, I know how we can celebrate. We can eat pizza on the roof just like Grandma and Alyssa did in the book. And so we called the other grandchildren over, and we made a little party. And we got up on the roof of my carport, and first Savannah's pizza plate slid right off the roof and splat on the ground.
Oh, geez.
Then her water bottle rolled down and sloshed water all over. But we had a good time up there. It was a little awkward. The neighbors heard about it, and we had to have another pizza party with the neighbors.
With the neighbors, they wanted in on it. That's funny.
Yeah, they did.
So funny. So what's in the research that you've done in writing your first book as well, what do you think it is that makes an effective children's book?
I've been told by other people in the writing groups that a book for children needs to have either educational or moral values taught. And I didn't feel that has to be in every book. So since there's so many authors that are doing it and doing a good job of doing the educational and the moral books, I decided that I could just write a book for fun. And I think that there's enough scary things in this world that kids worry about, and I just don't want them to worry for a while they're reading my books.
That's great. Now, I know that you have actually gone to schools and done school visits with your book, Through the Rug. Would you tell us about that?
Well, the first time I went to school, I got a phone call from Savannah, who was then in the fifth grade, and she said, I told my teacher that you wrote a children's book, and she wants you to come tomorrow and read to our class. And I said, well, my book isn't published.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I just went right over to the school and talked to the teacher, and she said, well, we don't mind if your book's not published. So she said, why don't you just print it off the computer and bring it over and read it? And I had the pictures, and I also had the cover design. So I went over and began reading to the class, and the first time I read, the kids clapped for me, and I've never been clapped for.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really fun. And one time I went in wearing a shirt that had Domino on it, and the kids recognized the dog. So I knew that my characters were getting through to them.
Mm-hmm.
I also have stuffed Domino dogs that I take when I read, and I've made the pink and green Domino and the black and white Domino and the purple and dark green Domino. So when Domino changes colors, I bring the dogs in, and the kids know that something's changing in the story. I also have these big fish costumes that you put over your head. You could probably see them on my website. And the kids can wear them and look like they're a fish with their head right in the head of the fish. And I have the kids wear those, and I teach a song, the fishy song from the book. And the first time I taught it, I thought, well, my granddaughter might be a little embarrassed because I don't sing very good. And after we were all finished, she said, Grandma, that was so embarrassing.
Oh, no.
And I said, Savannah, I'm sorry, I don't sing very good. And she says, no, Grandma, you wiggled your hips in front of my whole class.
Oh. That is funny. Oh, I'm sure the class enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
That is funny. So do you have any more books in the works at this time? Is there a second book to the Through the Rug Adventures?
Through the Rug 2, Follow That Dog, is finished, and it's at the publisher's right now.
Oh.
And I'm thinking maybe about a month we'll have it.
Oh, is that right? So can you tell us a little bit about this new book?
Well, Through the Rug 2 is continued where the dog catcher is still after Domino.
Oh, okay.
And Domino runs out of the house with the rug, so the dog catcher is chasing him. And even though Alyssa's father witnesses the dog and the dog catcher go through the rug, he still doesn't get it. So all through this book, the dad is being skeptical. And there's clues all around him that there's something fishy going on, but he still doesn't get it.
Mm.
And there's a bank robber, and he ends up in Grandma's house. So him and the cop go through the rug.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of people in this book, and also several of my other grandchildren appear.
Oh, great. Oh, I bet they're happy about that.
They are. They yeah. are. They can't wait for their own adventure, though. They still think that's not good enough.
Oh. How many books do you think you'll write along this line?
At least three.
Mm-hmm.
I have the third one started.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I think, well, I usually have ideas left over that I don't fit in, so we'll just see what happens after the third one.
Mm-hmm.
I also have another adventure starting of another magical adventure.
Oh, good. So is this what you're going to be doing now, is really pursuing your writing?
I just can't stop now.
Yeah.
I have so many ideas in my head all the time.
That's great. So, Jill, I understand that you've also been reaching out to the community with your writing and your book. Would you tell us more about that?
When I published Through the Rug in 2006, I had a fundraiser book party for the Literacy Action Center in Salt Lake. And I had been a volunteer for Literacy Action, and I tutored a young woman with cerebral palsy for a year, and so I had worked with them before, so I wanted to help them out. And we had a party right out of the pages of my book. We had gypsy fortune tellers, and we had people doing massage and manicures and pedicures and fishing ponds.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had pirate beanbag toss and a lot of things, and a lot of raffles.
Mm.
We had things donated from the community, even ballet tickets and lots of fun things. And I signed my books and gave the proceeds to the Literacy Action.
Wow, that's fantastic. Do you think you'll continue to do community service projects like that with your next books?
Well, we're starting to plan a party for the Wheelchair Foundation. And I'm just gathering materials, and we're trying to get people to donate things. And we're looking for a building for it. So we're planning it about October.
Mm.
And we'll give all the proceeds to the Wheelchair Foundation. And every $75 earned goes to buy another wheelchair and deliver it another country.
Now, do you have that information on your website?
I will.
You will. What is your website, Jill?
It's www.throughtherug.com.
Okay, great. Now, can readers purchase Through the Rug through your website?
It gives you a link to Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay, great. Is it also available in bookstores, or is it just through online?
I don't really think it's in very many bookstores. I have had some book signings at a couple of Barnes & Noble, and they have ordered my book, but generally I don't think so. But I'm thinking with the next book, they'll pick it up.
They will.
So I'm pretty sure.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm just so happy that you gave us your time today and want to just let you share any final thoughts you have towards your book or writing or magic or anything you'd like to with your listeners today before we close.
I'd like to tell other writers that they shouldn't give up on their dreams. Sometimes there's something that happens that discourages them, because this is a business where you have to take criticism. And you have to put your work out there. Even though you think it's your best work, you might find out it isn't. And you need to put your work out there and let someone look at it. And don't get discouraged. Just keep going. I was over 50 years old publishing my first book, and if I can do it, I think you can too.
Mm. You are an inspiration, Jill. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Juanita.
Okay, you take care. Hopefully we'll have you back when you come out with Through the Rug 2 in a month or two.
I'm sure I'll be back.
Great. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, listeners, this has been Jill Vanderwood. Her book, Through the Rug, is available through online booksellers as well. You can go to Jill's website, www.throughtherug.com, for more information. For a recent book review on Through the Rug and an online interview, you can also go to readerviews.com. So thanks again for listening. This has been Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.